Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. The entrance of the Heichal was 20 amas high and 10 amas wide, and it had four doors, two which were inside and two which were outside. Mishnah Beis. There were two side entrances to the Heichal. The first one was towards the left, in the south, which was not used, and the second one was on the right side, towards the north, which was used. Daf Lamed Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. There were 38 chambers located off to the side of the Heichal. In the north there were 15, in the south there were 15, and in the west there was 8. Each one had three entrances, but the one to the northeast had five entrances. Mishnah Dalet. Off the Heichal, the width of each room was 5 amas. Mishnah Hay. At the northeast corner, there was an incline off the Heichal, and the Kohanim could use it to go up. And on this, there were windows off to the side that led into the Kodesh Kodashim. So if repairs were needed inside the Kodesh Kodashim, they could lower workmen down into the Kodesh Kodashim, and the workmen would be protected by standing in boxes, because we know people were not allowed to walk around the Kodesh Kodashim except the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Vav. The dimensions of the Heichal, which included the Ulam as well, were 100 amas long by 100 amas wide by 100 amas high. On the top of it, there was an amma-high metal fence called a kola orev, and that was sharp, and it was built specially to keep the ravens from perching on the top of the roof of the Heichal. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Beis HaBechira explains that the kola orev was a sharp-edged strip of metal. The Rush and Rashi and Erech and Daf Vav Amud Aleph say that what it was a sheet of metal which had many long nails coming out from it to keep the ravens from standing on top of the roof. Finally, the Aruch, which is brought in the Rush here, says that the Kala Orev was a figure which frightened away the ravens. Something like today we have in farms, in the fields, where the farmer will put something like a scarecrow. That's what a Kala Orev really was. Mishnah Zayin. From east to west was 100 amas. From north to south was 70 amas. There was a special 10 amas area called the Beis HaChalifos, the place where the Kohanim would keep their knives for Shechita. Lamaisa, the front of the Heichal, was 100 amas wide, but the back was only 70 amas wide, because it was very wide in front, but it got narrower as it moved towards the back. Perakei Mishnah Aleph. The area called the Azara, which is in the front of the Ulam to the side of the Kodesh Kodashim, this was 187 amas long from east to west, and 135 amas wide from north to south. Regarding the length, the first 11 amas were called the Ezras Yisrael, the next 11 were called the Ezras Kohanim. The Mizbeach then was another 32. The area called Bein Ulam LaMizbeach was 22. The Heichal was 100, and after the Kodesh Kodashim, there was an additional 11. This equals 187 in length. Mishnah Beis. The north to south distance was 135. This was the Mizbeach and the Kevesh, which was 62. From the Mizbeach to the area of the Shechita, which was called the Tabois, that was 8. The Tabois itself was 24. From the area of Tabois to the Shulchanais was another 4. And then we add another 12 to the walls of the Azara, as well as an additional 25 from the Kevesh to the wall. Mishnah Gimel. There were 6 chambers off the Azara, 3 to the north and 3 to the south. This included the Lishkas HaParva. This was the room which was used to salt the skins. Parva, by the way, was named for a man, a magician, who was actually the one who built this room. Parvam Gusha was his name. Mishnah Dalet. In the south, there were 3 rooms, including the Lishkas HaGozes. This is where the Sanhedrin sat and paskened Shilas. If they found that a Kayan was not kosher for the Avodah, he would put on black clothing and he would go home. If, however, he was kosher, he would dress in white and do the Avodah then with his fellow Kohanim. And for this, they would say to him, Baruch HaMakam Baruch Hu, Shalei Nimtza Psul Bezarei Shel Aaron, Uvaruch Hu Shebachar B'Aaron Uvanav Lamed L'Sharis Livnei Hashem, Beveis Kotche HaKadoshim. Hadron Alach Mesachta Midas.